I've been on lots of trains where we hit cars and injure people real bad, and cars, trucks, and things, and trains where you kill people. People were killed, you know, because you'd be going along and they wouldn't, and you wonder why they don't stop, you know, within a whistle, and a lot of time there'd be lights flashing and everything, and they'd drive around where there might be two tracks or a siding, and they'd drive around one track, and they'd drive around the gates, and you'd be in a siding, and here'd be coming another train down through there, and hit them, and it had people to drive right alongside the train, and knock, and then turn off and run out here. Maybelline one time, there's a black man is working in Maybelline. He drove right along the side of the track and went right up there, and there's lights and everything else working. He just turned around right to Kurt Ave in front of us. We took him up there about a half a quarter. We killed him. And North Little Rock, he was killed. Over Provo Junction, he had a car one time, a woman drove in front of it, had two little children with her. And it didn't kill them, but they knocked them all out of the car. And those two kids just flew through the air. And I run back up there, and this little boy was in the, it knocked him in a bar ditch in water, knocked his shoes was off of him. I was on the head end, and I run back to try to see what we could help him out. And the little boy was, I got him out of the water. His head wasn't in the water. He could have drowned before I got to him. And the little girl, she was there, and her mother was over there all, but whistle was blowing and everything. That they just were in front of us. And I've thought about a lot of times seat belts. They're good for you sometimes, sometimes not. A seat, if that man, woman and them two children had seat belts on, we'd have killed them. At over Wheatley, Arkansas, we hit a pickup truck. We took them, the railroad, I mean, we carried them up there half a mile nearly on the front of the engine. The men, when we first hit the truck, knocked the doors out. It didn't kill them, knocked them out. Well, of course, they had a seatbelt on to kill them. Of course, I try to wear a seatbelt most of the time. But I've thought about it a lot of times. And then over here at North Little Rock, there's a black man running in front of us one time. We squished him up between a siding where there was a car sitting on a siding and our engine. And he was squished up, so it was something. And we got him out. And we got him out, and he wasn't hurt hardly any. And he left one of his shoes. We pulled him out, and his car was deliberately torn to pieces. And he run off. And come to find out, he was driving a car. He didn't have authority to drive the car. And so he'd been in court before, so he was running off. That's what he did. We couldn't catch him or nothing. And then Lone Oak, we hit a girl up there that drove right along the side of the street beside our train. We was coming back into a Biddle or Little Rock, and she just turned there, and we just knocked the wadding out of her, and they took her to doctor's hospital, but she lived. Then two boys one night, way in the night, was over at Lone Oak, was coming through there, and we was running about, I guess, 50 miles an hour or something like that, and we hit this hit those two boys and knocked them up. Knocked them way over close to compress track over there, and they was in such bad shape that we got the police down there as quick as we could and tried to get the medics down. And they was trying to swallow their tongue, and one of those policemen, he pulled it out. They choked to death that they turned to swallow their tongue, and and the car was full of empty beer cans and beer that hadn't been opened, and they were just teenagers, about 16, 17 years old. One of them's dad was a county treasurer, Lone Oak County. And then I was on another train out here at Kerr Crossing, and a black man had a load of lumber. And he drove up I was a head brakeman that day, and we had a diesel. We was driving on a diesel. And he drove up to the track and stopped. It was in the wintertime, a sunshiny day. I can't figure him out unless the sun shining in his face. He drove up there and drove right square down in front of us. And knocked him out, tore that truck all to pieces. That lumber went everywhere. And I pulled an emergency valve when I saw what he'd done. I pulled an emergency valve on the brakeman's side. I yanked it up and killed him over at Malvern one time we was backing down the hill. We'd shoved the train over Landers Hill, and we was backing down the hill there, and there's an old man and his son. Well, we stopped at this crossing, and so they come down the hill, and we just merely on the cross, and they just drove out in front of them. We knocked them around and didn't kill them. But then at Stuttgart, there's a woman, and we was going over there one time, and there's a woman and had a little child in there. She's driving a Pontiac car. And she drove right in front of us, and we carried her for quite a ways. We had a diesel. We could see her, see? And I could see that little old boy, and I was afraid we was going to crush that car in on her. Of course, she was on the other side, and this little boy, he was about 2 or 3 years old. And I see it knocked him out of the seat. Well, when we finally got stopped, I got down there, and I got in there and I pulled him out. It broke the windshield. I mean, broke the glass out and everything. The doors caved in. I found him down underneath the dash, and I pulled him out and didn't hurt him, and it didn't hurt his mother too bad. But you look down there and see him, wishing you could stop, and you couldn't stop. See, of course you just keep a going. Because, see, if a train's going 50 miles an hour, why, it's going to take you quite a ways to stop. If you're going about 50 or 60 miles an hour, I'd say with a big, heavy, long freight train, well, you can put it in emergency, you're going to travel a half a mile anyway before you get stopped. I've been out on a lot of wrecks where people have been killed. I went out on a wrecker, engineer and fireman was it, run into a Cotton Bale freight train at Brinkley one time. It was on a Hot Spring Limited, which is a train run from Chicago to Hot Spring. And they run in, and the engineer he's run so fast he couldn't stop at Brinkley, and he hit this Cotton Bale freight train going across the crossing. And turned him over, and turned the engine over, and killed a fireman. They called me up. I was called for the wrecker, and I was on a pool turn on the east end. And then that bad wreck at Screeton, it killed all those people and killed in a milk truck, and killed an engineer and fireman on that Cherokee. They was running about 65, 70 miles an hour in a California train. And it was up in daylight. It got daylight, and people used to sell a lot of milk, and they would, the milk trucks would go around and haul, gather it up for the morning. And it's greeting the other side of Carlisle, while you run across the, they come across the track. They had some of those people that was going into Carlisle, and, you know, to shop and get back home best way they could. And they hit that, they had a 40-100 on this Memphis to Los Angeles train. Had about 15 or 20 cars, and they was running around 70 miles an hour, I guess. And they hit this truck on a crossing, killed all them people in the truck, seven. Arch Faulkner and George Cooler was a, Arch Faulkner was a fireman. He was actually an engineer, and they had to qualify to fire on a passenger train, and he was on the engineer's extra board. And they called in to fire that train to Memphis and back that day. And of course, it was a regular job for George Cooler as the engineer. And they hit that truck, and it knocked the switch down, and it had one of those flop over switches on it, but they knocked it over. You had to switch it with the lock the switch points together in case it's supposed to. Well, it's supposed to keep those together, but didn't do it. So and the engine at 4,000, which was a huge steam engine. It was a 482. That's what I mean. It had eight drivers. It was a fast thing, too, a big one. And they was on a steam engine. We had a speedometer on them. And if they was going so fast when they hit that thing, why, the engine turned back this way. They was going so fast. It was a huge locomotive now. It was out here the other side of the siding on the right of way, and I was called the wrecker up there, and I helped pre-rail that. And part of the cars and how they kept them killing, I don't know. They went all the way to the mail cars and express cars that men was working in, and they went over in a rice field. They went this way, and the engine went this way. You know, and turned back, going back, as heavy as a locomotive is, and it turned itself around. And then one time the rocket train hit a broken rail of screeting. That was during World War II, and they didn't have any block signals in. It hit a broken rail one morning and turned the whole engine over. I mean, the whole train over except the engine. And, of course, I didn't go on it. I saw that a picture in the paper they had it. I tried to find that picture at the Arkansas Democrat, but I never could find it. I looked for about 4 hours one morning down there, looking back in it. And then in this Profo Junction out here with a troop train and this Hot Spring Limited run together. I just saw the engines and everything. They cut them up in scrap torches and cut them up and put them in coal cars. But I was at Camp Robinson out here. I was, they had called me up to induct me in the Army. And so I went out, I was out there when this all happened. It was at Profo Junction, right over here in North Little Rock. And they run together. One train is running about 45, 50 mile an hour, the troop train was, and that Hot Spring Limited, they said, was going 75 mile an hour. I worked for years and years. The engineer just died last year that was on that, with a fireman on that Hot Spring Limited. They killed him, and it killed D.R. Smith, the engineer, and they didn't find him for two or three days, and he was underneath the tender, and all that old oil was, you squished him up in that old mud and stuff, see. And there's Rex, the old Rex they had there, and then it had all kind of, you know, it was all time something happened, you know, on the railroads. And but those are the ones I was involved in, see. And I was glad I got by that getting killed.